the cheaper price. Mm-hmm. So all these things, you know, we feel that we need to sit down and see how we can ameliorate them, change it for the better. We are not saying let's go there and fight to condemn anything. We are saying that involve stakeholders in whichever document that you are going to develop, so that at the end of the day, implementers will not be outside the program that you are bringing.
But yeah, and educations, they be at our observable space now. The way we keep touching our educational sector, I don't know what kind of breed that they be
appreciated about. You see, I bet political. Education is not the new Florida. I'm telling you, education is not the new Florida for every political activity. That is why we said Free Senior High School Assembly, say NDC wants to oppose the bill. You see the reaction of the NDC quickly, because the education is not the new Florida. In fact, in 2020, research is proving, say, NDC could not convince people that they were not going to abolish Free Senior High School. That was one thing that affected the NDC. That is why now you see that the NDC is a quick response. One fan by will call you names. Where is the bill? There is no bill before us. We are not saying to cancel that impression. And you see, everywhere Mahama goes, Mahama also indicates that he's not here to cancel Free Senior School. The NPP also say, hey, if you vote for NDC, they'll cancel it.
It's a
deliberate game that they are playing. But the way, you see, education is like, how do you run a home? If you bring 10 professors here, they all have different concepts of how education to be run. So every time Abin Bapa, not Nkrofobi, who holds sway to government policy, you know, now, we are, as we are speaking, one idea is through, say, the law by Baba Chichiri, any double track, any semester we are here running. You know, the double track and the semester was not an original policy of government. They came as a consequence of the Free Senior High. Time now you started Free Senior High, you know, the first year, you know, that number is no cause, especially for the 60 top senior high schools in this country. So, because, and the facilities were also not there. So, Dr. Matthew Poku Prempe called the union leaders. But initially, we were going to resist it. I said, well, we'll resist here. Then we don't know where we are going to put the children. So back and forth. And then he made a promise that within 5 years, Get Fund will put up expanded facilities. So Get Fund put up expanded facilities. We'll all go back to our normal system. Mm-hmm. So, and the introduction of the tracking, double track. And no cry, I'm out for trouble, boy. Say, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, per se, you're running. And yeah, easy, I'm out for trouble, boy. And yeah, easy. Then with the double track, you cannot run a trimester. Because I have two cohorts of schools in one school. Mm-hmm. So we have to change from a trimester to a semester. But they gave us a lifespan of 5 years. Unfortunately, we are in the seventh year. And an eighth year, Mpo.
Almost
in the eighth year. The double track, a lot of schools, I think over about 30% of schools.
Still operating.
We're still operating double track. And we are still operating the semester system. And there are some teachers who are not enjoying holidays at all.
Oh.
At all. You see, teachers be Omahini, and God bless them. They cannot see, they don't see, students are not commodities. So on kwatre nkrofo we mathematics not nkrofo we wo ho or say matre we into me there are some teachers they cannot stand that. So one senior man's teacher maybe someone say, oh, I don't know, I don't need brother, I cannot teach here and leave these people, so I have to go and teach them. So he teaches them, there's no, he's doing it, he's not even getting a commensurate compensation, but he sees it as a blessing for what God has done for him. So there are teachers, they are not going on. After the administration, they don't go on holidays. The kitchen, and so on and so on. So, and then now, yeah, can say, we don't want a law, Nicodemusly, to come and make some of these consequent practices, pass it into law. And then when you say we won't do this, oh, look at the law. It is already in the law. You slept on your rights when the bill came. Therefore, there is nothing you can do. We don't want that. We want to know what is in the bill.
But what is it that is difficult?
That would have brought peace, harmony, and
what has been the status quo that when these things are going to be introduced, a banner and a swap on any team.
In fact,
what has been the status quo?
In fact, pre-tertiary bill now called parliament. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were part of the discussions. But you know, so I build the time I'm passing here. I'm passing the six, I think, time of parliament, Ibabe rising, and I'm passing here. At that time, now election, I banner, man, will be near. However, I will say quickly that we were part of the discussion of that. We want to be part of further discussions because at the end of the day, governments go, governments come.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if NPP wins the next election, there's no guarantee Edutum will be Minister of Education.
If the NPP is to win?
Yes, there's no guarantee. For all you know, he may be Minister of Health or Minister of Roads and Highways. There is no guarantee that the Minister, Okoboy, will be Minister of Health. Okoboy may become Minister of Education or Minister of Sports. So we human beings, we are transient in whatever we do. But the institutions and policy and law, so when you are doing it, do it with that mentality.
Say, it's an institution.
It's the institution.
Your mind,
media.
And you
may,